Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats start the season 1-1 with a pair of games that both go extra free bonus basketball. Holton beats Burlington last Thursday in double OT, 65-62, and then falling in overtime to Bonner Springs on Monday, 74-68 earlier this week. Coach, nothing like a baptism by fire, right? Hadn't even had a practice really with all your players yet, but man, two overtime games, and as you mentioned just before we came on the air, I guess certainly getting a lot of in-game experience here in these first two, huh?
Yeah, you know, showing a lot of grit with our guys. Some of them have been practicing for a while, others for a day or two. So, you know, they've come in, they've competed well. We're shooting the ball and scoring a lot better than I was anticipating. I told you our keys were defending and rebounding. Not doing those at the clip we want to, but we're going out, we're battling, we're competing, and I'm really proud of our guys and how we're playing.
Sure, you wish you'd had a lot of more opportunities to work on, you know, little sets and just plays and how to handle things in tight pressure situations, because that's what your team has certainly been involved in. And I think maybe the biggest difference in not getting the win against Bonner versus Burlington was free throws. I'm sure that was something you looked back at, and just the guys need more reps probably shooting free throw and kind of getting more into midseason form at the line.
Yeah, exactly like you said. You know, we when you look at the box score of the Bonner game, I think we finished 10 of 27 from the free throw line. So when you look at it that way, you know, you could say that you're easily 2-0 if you knock down a couple more. But we didn't. It's something that you hope gets better. We've definitely been getting a lot of shots up the last few days, and, you know, just looking to continue to get those opportunities to go to the free throw line, and I'm confident that our guys will continue to get their shots up, focus in, knock them down, and hope that, you know, we're not below 50% in the game for the rest of the year. But, you know, it makes it have a, you know, makes you think we could easily be 2-0, but we weren't, and you move on, and you just try to improve, and I think we'll do that.
I think one other encouraging sign for me was I think a lot of people kind of expected Tyson Snyder to get his points, be a leader. He had 30 and 23. Matt Lears, we knew when he was able to play, and turned out that was the case from game one, 17-19. But I guess the encouraging sign for me was you kind of wondered how some of those secondary players and guys that had never started varsity would step up. And obviously Kobe hit some huge shots there late against Burlington. And I thought Parker had a phenomenal game against Bonner Springs. And Sam did a lot of little things. Just seems like those guys finding their role, doing a lot of little things, keeping balls alive for you and stuff. Are you happy with the way some of these newcomers to a varsity starting role and the potential they have moving forward?
Absolutely. You know, I know our program has had a lot of good guys here as of late in the past few years. And, you know, Kobe, Parker, Sam, you know, they haven't played a ton of minutes. Kobe's played more than those other two, but, you know, they stepped in, they're four-year guys, they've done a great job, they've done everything that Coach Bouchard asked, they've done everything that we've asked this year. I think that those guys will continue to do a great job. You know, some younger guys like Braden Peake stepped in our first game, Kyler Catherine stepped in against Bonner and against Burlington. You know, I think as the year goes on, those guys' role will continue to grow, and there's, you know, there's going to be adversity throughout the year. I think we'll have, you know, we'll have guys get hurt, we'll have guys be sick, and people got to step up, and I think that our team is starting to see that, and I think that we have a lot of guys who are ready to, you know, hit the ground running and get in there and compete.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Ashton Schrick may not show up in the box score, but I think he took at least two charges the other night against Bonner. So, again, a lot of guys finding their role, their niche, how they can help this team become better. Final thought, Coach, what's been the focus? You do get 3 days of practice this week, an extra day probably helpful as you finally get a couple home games now coming up here. What's been the focus going into these first two in the Big Seven against Nemaha and Royal Valley?
Well, our emphasis has definitely been continuing to focus on defense and rebounding side of things. free throws would be an obvious one. And, you know, just continuing to gel, continuing to get, you know, some offense put in, carve out your role, be the best at just doing your role. And we talk all the time about never judging the scoreboard. So whether we're up, down, or somewhere in between, you know, we just keep fighting, keep battling, keep going. And I think we're getting in better shape, and I think we'll continue to evolve into a better team.
Well, if these first two games are any indication of how exciting this season might be, I'm going to have to increase the blood pressure medicine, and I guess we're all in for a big treat, Coach. So best of luck in these first two home games here in the Big 7.
Yep, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Holton head coach Eric Tate, the Wildcat Locker Room Chats on KNZA each week, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.